Well, who were these girls? Did they work in the hotel
too, or were they customers in the hotel?
They were school girls.
You were only how old then? 15, 16?
15. Uh-huh. Yeah, I was going on 15.
Then they were Americans, the girls that you were meeting.
They were Americans, all right, but they most of them spoke German.
Oh, why was that so?
By the
German descendants. Mount Vernon, New York is mostly Germans and Irish. Even the Irish spoke Germans. In that particular time.
So did you speak German to these girls, or were you beginning to learn English?
I spoke
English?
German, and then they taught me English.
I see.
That's how Pappy learned. How else did you learn?
Oh, one of them said, Otto, you want to go over to Nellie and tell her to come over? I said, sure, but she doesn't know. That was the Irish girl. I said, I don't know how to talk. She says, well, go over there and tell her like that. Nellie, let me tie your garter just a little above your knee. Nellie, please disgrace me, or something of that sort. So I went over there, you know, and that was supper time. It was there. And we were sitting at supper table, and I went over to Nellie, and the father looked at me, the mother looked at me, and then they busted out laughing because they knew I couldn't talk, and they didn't know
they
what I said. No.
They knew somebody had set you up to say that.
Yeah.
I see.
That's it. They set me up. They had a lot of fun with me. So she came over with me. Then Otto would go and take his 50 cents or whatever. I had to go and get ice cream. We all would eat ice cream with King.
Gee, why'd you ever leave the hotel, Pop? You were only there 3 months, why did you leave?
I shouldn't have left really there. It was pretty good. But you know, when you have itchy feet, it is awful hard to stay in one place, even if you have pretty good time. So I wanted to go see California. That's what I wanted to see. So I started out and went from there to New York, back to New York. And there I met another Berliner, and we went together. And he in Renton, New Jersey, the cups were pretty sharp there.
Was that Trenton or Renton?
No, Trenton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And anyhow, they went. They were pretty sharp there for the hobos, you know, that went on the trains. So we both went on the train. And I was still sitting. Then he hollered, the cops, jump off again. But in the meantime, that darn train went too fast. I said, the hell with it. I'm going over on that. There was an open car with a lot of big sewer pipes in it. I don't know. They went west somewhere to New Chicago, I guess. Anyhow, I went over in there and I crawled in one of these sewer pipes. Nobody could see me then. So when that cop came along the trains, you know, and to throw the hobos off, well, I was underneath in that pipe there, so he didn't see me.
But your friend didn't stay on? He jumped off?
No, my friend jumped on. I didn't see him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't really a friend, it was more or less acquaintance. From there, I was on my own.
So you took off from New York in a sewer pipe, huh?
Yeah.
On a train inside a sewer pipe.
Practically, yeah. And,
then did you have to get off when you got hungry, or did you have
food
to
go?
I got off after, when the train stops, I got off and went around bumming my meal. I went to knock on the doors. If I could chop wood for my meal or something like that. Oh, then I always got a meal. Some of them would give me a sandwich and say, oh, you don't have to stay.
You knew enough English by that time to know how to bum a meal then.
Yeah, I knew how to bum a meal.
And so then you'd go back and get another train going towards California again?
Then I waited in a railroad yard. I wasn't running anymore, just got on. When they give two whistles, they're ready to pull out. So after the two whistles, I would climb on and some empty boxcar or something like that.
But didn't they still have the railroad bulls, the railroad cubs?
I never was spotted until we came here from after I left. Where was that? In Pennsylvania, I think. I was riding a coal car, looking out, enjoying the scenery. That wasn't a cop even, that was the railroad brakeman, yeah. He says, "How much money you got?" I said, "I haven't got any." He says, "Get off." And
you mean if you'd had some money to bribe him, he might have let you ride? If you
even 50 cents, even 50 cents, they would have taken and let you stay, see? But that's how they make the extra money from the boats that had a little money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, how long did it take you to get to California then, Pop?
Oh, heck, there's plenty of time in between yet.
You mean you didn't go directly to California?
No, I didn't go.
Where did you go then?
When I came to Chicago, well, that's not the Chicago you see now. In my time, it was... Oh, big empty spaces, right near the
stockyards.
Stockyards, yeah. And I'd sit down and wrote a letter to home. I had always carried a paper and pencil and so in my pocket. So I wrote a letter to home, and stamped it. And that's the last letter I got from Chicago. I didn't even like Chicago somehow or another, even though it was more or less German-speaking town. You'd be surprised how many people spoke German in those days.
A lot of them settled in the Middle West.
Well, I took a train from there. I asked somebody that knew something about. That knew something about the Holborn, you know. I said, "What would be the best route to take to California?" He says, "You take the southern route, not the northern route, because that's awfully cold. It gets awfully cold. Was getting already in the cold weather time, you know, toward the fall." So I took the Rock Island route. That was now Southern Pacific, but at that time was Rock Island.
How long were you in Chicago then?
Only a day or so.
Oh, I see.
I just wrote that letter and mailed it, and then
had you been writing your folks all this time? Or?
Oh yeah, I was writing to them all the time.
Uh-huh. And so then you took the Rock Island line to California.
To down south towards the Mexico border. But I didn't get there yet. I got as far as Liberal, Kansas, and I got a job there. I stayed there till New Year, and then I left.
Till New Year? The fall?
From the fall till 15th of January, I think I left. I know I left right after New Year, and.
What kind of a job did you have there, Pop?
Dishwashing. That's the only thing that you could get.
Yeah. How
you could always get a dishwashing job.
How did you happen to stay at Liberal, Kansas, though? You just liked it there, or what?
Oh, no, that was this way. When I was on the train, the fireman didn't see me on the coal car, you know, and he says, "You want to come in the front of the... caboose and shovel down coal for me." And he did. I did.
He did his job for him.
He's his job for him. And by God, would you believe it, that I slept actually the engine while the darn thing was running and making noise. I slept like a log. And he let me sleep until he needed coal again. And he says, "Then I shoveled down more coal."
Oh, you'd shovel it from the coal car down to him, and then he'd put it in the boiler.
Yeah, he put it in the boiler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, that eased the job for him, all right. But then 2 miles before we hit the station, He says, we have to let you off here because we can't bring you into the station. So I walked 2 miles from there to the station. It took me 2 hours putting there. He almost gave up of seeing me. He says, you come on down the track, and there's a washroom there where you can wash up. But, you know, my shoes had given out. There was holes in them, and those damn burrs, you know, those sand burrs, that you see sometimes rolling along the
tumbleweeds.
They're awful sharp, those sunburrs, and I stepped on them, boy, it hurted like the devil. Anyway, I walked down that track until I finally got to them, and he says, you can wash up here. And I washed up, he took me to the restaurant, and he fed me, and then he asked those fellas there if they had a job for me. And he did. This wasn't. Mm-hmm. So I was dishes there. And that's where I was from October to January.
Long enough to get a new pair of shoes.
Yeah.
Huh?
Oh, yeah. They got me a new pair of shoes right away. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He paid for them. They were only $1.50. Shoes those days cost only about $1.50.
Is that where you went to high school, or was that later when you went back?
After I came back in 1916, then I went to high school there. But then at that time, particular time, I was washing dishes there and killing chickens. The way they kill chickens for Thanksgiving, I got there. Well, I better not mention it.
Yeah, how do they kill chickens for Thanksgiving back in 1910?
They didn't chop their heads off. They just done like that, and the chicken flew there. They had their head in.
They'd wring the neck, hold in the neck, and swing it around in the body until the body flew off.
Yeah.
Sounds awful, all right.
It is awful. I was wondering how they help. 2-3 fellas of us done that job. Then we had big hot water kettle. And we stuck them in there, you know.
They loosen the feathers.
Yeah, loosen the feathers, and then it didn't take very long, and we had the chickens cleaned up. Then, of course, we would take them in and clean them off the rest of that. There was 2 restaurants, right one next to the other. One was a family restaurant. They both were run by the same people. One was a restaurant, and the other one was all 24-hour restaurant, all night long open. But anyhow, they worked together, and this one where I worked was only open during the day and early morning. And there you can get a meal in those days for 25 cents a family meal. You got hamburger, you got steak on the table, you got potatoes and hotcakes, syrup, all that for 25 cents, as much as you could eat.
Yeah, but how much were you making?
Oh, I wasn't making anything. Oh, at that time, I was $20 a month, mind you. I raised up already $5. Mm-hmm. $20.
So, did you get your meals for free, or did you have to pay for your meals?
No. I didn't, never
paid
for
meals. You got meals free.
Always free. Mm-hmm. When you were dishwashing, you got your meals free.
Mm-hmm. So that was a good job,
It was a pretty good job, yeah. Mm-hmm. I could have stayed there if I wanted to.
You got itchy feet again?
Oh, yeah. Soon as January came around and the weather was nice, I had to go again. That's all there is to it.
Did you head for next then?
Next I went from there I went to the border, to El Paso, Texas. All right, when I came there,
this would be in 1911.
I came in there in the evening too. Yeah.
This afternoon, this would be 1911 now when you went to El Paso then.
Yeah, that was beginning of 1911.
Uh-huh. Was it then, Pop? At that time, then you decided to make a little side trip down to Mexico, or?
Well, I didn't decide to go down there. I was just by mistake that I went down the wrong track.
Oh, I
went down the wrong track. Instead of going west, I went south into Mexico.
Uh-huh. You got across
riding
the border?
Yeah, I got across the border there.
They didn't have border guards or anything?
No border guards, nothing. So
But that's when Mexico was an enemy country.
And And old man Villa was right there between on that borderline. That
was I know. Pancho Villa was right.
I came in this camp that evening. That evening I came in this camp, I got friolis and beans. But I knew that when I went down that southern track, you know, I thought that's funny. They said Columbus. Instead of mile, they said Columbus. See? So I knew there was something through. But anyhow, I kept walking, and it was hotter than hell. So every once in a while, I met a guy with a burro or so riding on a ball.
I was walking along the railroad track.
Yeah.
I see.
Yeah. And finally, again, in the evening, I hit the camp. And I asked, they gave me then not pork and beans. They tortilla and friolis and side, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was it. And coffee. But I didn't drink coffee that toast in those days. I didn't had preference for milk, but I drink anyhow whatever they had.
Mm-hmm.
The next day, there was somebody that spoke English, you know, and as I told him, I was Alemán. Alemán is German, eh?
Yeah.
So the next day, I think they thought I was too young to join his band. So he sent somebody with a hand cart back to the border.
You mean you got a back. Ride on a hand cart?
On a hand cart, yeah. I had pumped that thing, you know, and a hand cart. And went back to the border.
For Christ's sake.
Yeah. But that was Pancho Villa, right, and his crew there.
My gosh.
I guess if I had been older, I might have stayed. You know, they got some of them got pretty well, pocket full of dough. They robbed.
You missed your chance to become a bandit then.
Yeah, huh? I would have become a bandit. Well, it was just as well as I didn't. Anyway, from there I went to Benson, Arizona. That's a branch line. Benson is a branch line, goes right along the border of Mexico and the United States into my memory don't serve me right. From El Paso to I can't think of the darn name of that town.
What, was it New Mexico or Texas?
No, that was still on this side. That was on the last American town on this side.
Calexico?
What?
Calexico?
No, Calexico is way up in Arizona, man, or California. It's in California. I was there, all right. I went across there too, but that was a long time later. I knew English and some Spanish then already. But
you went to.
Why in the heck? I can't recall that name.
Well, anyway, you went to from Benton.
Yeah, to Benton. From there to Benton.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there I had another good meal. I went for chop wood. I went and asked the lady out of the house if I could chop wood for a meal. And I chopped wood and made a good pile of it. And then she called me in for dinner. And then she had a paperback ready. He says, you take that along. And it didn't take very long, but I got while I was almost still eating, you know. Toot, toot. I said, oh, there goes my train. She says, well, go and beat it. I went on. I just was in time to catch it. Yeah, you betcha. But I got thrown off again. And not very long later, there was murderers on that train, boy. I mean, those detectives, they shoot at you just as well as not and kick you off. If you don't listen to them, you know, right away, they'll shoot.
They have guns, huh?
Yeah, they had guns, and they had no use for a bobo. But I got to California eventually. But no, I stopped one more place. That was in Arizona. This wasn't again. And Tucson, Arizona.
And how long did you stay there, Pop?
No, not very long.
Oh. Wasn't it in Arizona where some guy, where you went to jail as a vagrant, or was that years later?
Yeah.
And then you had to walk.
That's how they cut me.
There's a water tank
Yeah,
now.
I was standing on a railroad track, but doing nothing.
Was that on this trip, this same trip?
That same trip. I was standing on a railroad track, and I was just deciding what to do, whether to go to town or not to go to town. And along comes a fellow on horseback. "Are you hungry?" he says. I said, "Yeah, yeah." He says, "Come on, I'll give you something to eat." So along I followed him, you know, and until we come in some kind of an alley, and he tied his horse up and brought me in. There was the judge sitting there 15 days, he says.
Huh.
15
My
days.
Gosh.
But I got something to eat. Anyhow, he brought in a big sandwich there.
Yeah, but they wanted cheap labor again. You
cheap
had to
labor,
work on
yeah. That's where they...
Get the labor out of
Yeah,
the,
that's when
the
they started.
The they
that's when they started to put the sewer in, you know, in Tucson.
So they had you working those 15 days, working on the sewer?
Yeah. No. Only 5 days that I worked there. Then they let me go. They had stood down many coming in the jail. After 5 days, they shoved the one gang out.
Yeah, is that where he said, "Now you guys just walk down the track here and there's a water tank
about
5 miles down the road"?
Yeah, and you kept on walking. It was 20 miles, I guess, before you hit the water tank. And then you didn't want to walk back. So that way was pretty smart that way, get rid of you. Some of the old timers, they knew, so they said, "The hell with that, I'm going to stay right here, take it right out of the town when I fight." Yeah, they were smart.
Oh, they told you if you're going down to the water track, it'd be easier to catch the train there.
Yeah, that's it, see?
The detectives wouldn't be watching there as much, I see.
Yeah. But they wanted to get rid of you and out of town. Eh? Yeah, that was in Phoenix. No, Tucson. When I hit Phoenix, by God, that was just a cow town. There was no city, nothing. Just a two-saloon town, a cow town. That was all. Mm-hmm. Nothing there. No street, not even a boardwalk.
You mean just dirt streets?
Dirt streets.
In 1911, Phoenix.
Phoenix.
And no water, I guess, either, like they pump you now. I mean, not much water.
Everything is now. Everything
is air conditioned.
Arizona has an awful lot of water underneath the ground. I don't know why, but they do. They can put a pump almost anywhere and pump it from underneath the ground. Subterranean lake, I guess, or a river or something.
Well, anyhow, then you went to Phoenix from Tucson, but that wasn't going west, that was going more north.
Somebody told me that if I go over there, I have a better chance to catch a train from Phoenix, because there's a lot of cattle trains going out, and I could get on them. Well, I finally got one on there, but going west. I didn't stop anymore. I didn't stop. I stopped only for as far as getting a meal, that's all. And I was, by that time, I was used to knock at the floor, at the door, and say what I wanted to say. And then I never was refused.
Mm-hmm.
Except on one place, there was a lot of dogs there that I didn't even go in. That John, when I seen those town vicious dogs, I thought to myself, I better not go there. That must have been one of those hunters that go hunting wild cats or mountain lions.